And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Congratulations again to the winner of the third annual Louisa Graff Jewelers Valentine's Day giveaway. And now joining us is Michelle Pulin from CDOT. Now, Michelle, I'm just going to say it. I don't know how you follow up on a $500 necklace giveaway, but you're bringing gifts of love, too.
I am bringing gifts of love everyone can benefit for. I'm not going to do a drawing. There won't be one winner. Everyone's going to win from my gifts of love.
There won't be a winner of like a strip of asphalt or...
No. Oh, okay. Ooh, that would be a fun gift, though. You could wrap it up in a red bow. And,
right.
No.
You could be like, here's parts of old I-25. Right?
I love it.
And speaking of I-25, that's what the gifts of love are for, right? So, the gap.
And okay. Anyone who is driving the gap in the next few days, I have gifts of love for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
And those gifts of love are slow down.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm telling you that, and the reason why I'm giving you this warning and this gift of love is telling you a secret.
Okay.
Increased
patrol.
CSP patrol on the gap. What are they patrolling for? Speed. So what happens in a work zone when you get pulled over by CSP?
It doubles the
fine. Doubles your fine. So keep that money for your Valentine. Don't give it to CSP. Give it to your Valentine.
That's a huge
gift.
That is like huge.
Yeah, because that's going to be a big fine. So slow down through the work zone. And keep your money for your Valentine.
So that starts, is that starting today or tomorrow?
It starts today.
Starts today.
Yeah, increased patrol through the gap.
Okay.
Double the fines for speeding.
And is that through the rest of the week or do we know how long that's, or I'm sure State Patrol is listening right now going, Michelle, Renee!
Michelle, stop!
Yeah. No, and truly, they don't want to write tickets. They don't want those fines to be out there.
Right.
They want folks to slow down. So we have the I-25 gap project has worked in some funding to pay for this increased enforcement.
Yeah.
So it will probably be for the length of the project.
Okay.
So,
but that's a great gift. Thank you.
That's a great gift.
And speaking of the gap project, now we've, finding out as the project goes along, the aging of the road is actually impacting the project, isn't it?
Most definitely.
So it looks like the project's going to go longer.
It is. The project is going to remain at, because we want to make sure that we give a quality project.
Absolutely.
Product.
Right.
I'm having a tough time with words
today. I called it Monday earlier. Yeah. So,
Monday,
we're
Wednesday.
Doing good. Yeah. Whatever day it is.
We want to make sure that we're putting a good quality product out.
Yeah.
So when we find things that will delay our timeline a little bit, we want to take the time, tell people in advance.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, and if you haven't signed up for the text messaging, it's awesome because with the emergency work that has had to go on with the road and fixing potholes or whatever it is, during the immediately a text is sent out.
Yes.
Saying, by the way, we have to do emergency I'm just making something up. Emergency pothole repair. Here's how it's impacting the gap.
Absolutely.
So let's give out that number because I get the texts.
I know. And it's fantastic.
Special. Yeah.
And see, I know that you have to text to 21000.
21000.
And I believe it's I-25 gap. But I'm going to confirm that as we go through the show.
I like it.
And we'll come back to that.
Okay, and that's fine. Because, we're going to have to take a news break here in a little bit. Anything else we need to know with the gap? Because we always start with the gap. Let's gap it up.
Let's talk gap. So we're also in addition to increased patrols, we have a new perk for those who travel. I-25. So another gift of love.
Okay.
We've partnered with Dr. Cog, which is the Denver Council of Governments.
Right.
To offer I-25 My Way. And it's a commuting program. So we want to kind of shift the culture of Colorado. We're all so attached to our cars. We all want our own personal vehicle. But with this program, we're encouraging you to do carpools, van share, take Mustang. And we're offering some incentives with that. So if you want to find out more about that program, it's I-25 My Way at drcog.org.
Okay, I-25 My Way at Dr. Cog.
Correct.
drcog.org. Okay. And that has all the information on carpools, van pools, busting.
How to participate in a carpool, how to start a carpool or a van share. Information on Mustang. You can also, for Mustang, go to ridebustang.com. You know, that has been hugely successful for CDOT. And we've started an additional two buses each way going from Colorado Springs to the Denver Tech Center and then on to downtown Denver.
Oh, I didn't realize it went on to downtown.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Why not sit, relax, reduce your stress, take advantage of free Wi-Fi and a restroom.
And it only costs
$9.
You know what? Some cars can't even go that far. $9.
Exactly. I can't buy a tank of gas for $9.
I can, but we're not going to talk about it. I won't rub it in, Michelle.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a great alternative to being in your car and having the stress of, you know, watching congestion. You can sit back, relax, get some work done, play video games, whatever you want to do to take advantage of that Wi-Fi and
keep
not
sleeping.
Have to. Exactly. No kidding. No kidding.
Right. Keep sleeping.
Keep sleeping.
Okay, let's give those websites again really quick. i25myway@drcog.org.
Yep.
Or ridebustang.com. It has all the Bustang info, how to schedule, all that stuff.
And Bustang is exploding.
It's amazing.
So it's not just I-25 anymore.
Yeah, and the trips to the Broncos games.
We've got Bustang Outrider that goes to Lamar, goes over to Alamosa.
Right.
So we're traveling all over the state. Bustang is doing great. Look for additional routes coming in 2019.
Like all the way up to northern Colorado?
Absolutely. You can, right now.
Okay.
You could go from Lamar to Fort Collins.
Oh, see, I need to look into that. Now, can I bring my two big dogs?
No.
Oh, well, then, okay. Just check.
And let you know, if you want to put a trench coat and a hat on them, they can walk on their hind legs.
We can try that.
We can make that happen.
Okay, Michelle, we need to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to have more with Michelle Pulin from CDOT on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And Michelle, right when we are in the middle of the news break, guess what happens? There's an announcement. It's sports news.
It's sports news, because I'm all about the sports news.
You are a huge football fan.
Football fan, baseball fan. I'm
sports,
a sports girl.
You're a sports girl, so you can help with this.
I can't play, I watch.
Right. So the Baltimore Ravens apparently have an agreement to trade former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco to the Broncos.
What?
Is that good?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I'm a little shell-shocked. Joe Flacco wouldn't have been my choice. But, you know, in number seven, we trust. I'm sure John Elway's got a plan here.
But, of course, they can't talk about anything.
Nope.
They're not going to talk about anything. And the trade cannot be officially done until the league begins on March 13th.
So we'll see. Maybe Case Keenum and Joe Flacco are going to battle it out for starting position.
I don't know.
Maybe Case is gone.
I don't know.
Surprised the Ravens let go of Joe.
Yeah, I just came out of the news break and TJ goes, this is all according to ESPN, by the way. So there you go. You're in the know.
And how will it affect the roads? We've got to figure that out.
I don't know. Can you tell how much I watch sports? Should we talk about something like that I know more about?
Sure, let's
But
do that.
I don't know more about CDOT stuff, but. Let's talk about CDOT stuff. Okay, did you get the number to text for the gap
updates?
I did get the
number for the gap. So I was correct. So if you are interested in getting those gap alerts, which I would highly encourage you to do, please text I-25-GAP-2-21-00.
There you go. Now you're all informed. Yeah. It's awesome.
So again,
you get the text.
I-25-GAP-2-21-00.
Love it. Perfect. That's awesome. Okay, Michelle. So we were talking about the red flag warnings this afternoon, the high wind warnings. Some places could see 75 mile an hour wind gusts. I remember last year, I don't remember what day it was, but it was earlier in the season, kind of springish, I think. And literally so many semis were blown over and high-profile vehicles that the interstate had to be shut down, and other areas were affected too.
Yeah, it's rare that we have to do that, but that storm we did. We had I-25 shut down in Colorado Springs, in Pueblo, all the way down to the New Mexico border because we had the wind. It was kind of the perfect storm. The wind was blowing in the exact right direction at the right speed, and it was toppling over semis right and left. So those high-profile commercial vehicles, especially when they're empty, can tip over very easily if the wind is blowing at the right speed, at the right direction.
So that means CDOT is already watching today.
We're watching very closely.
Okay.
You'll probably see our VMS boards. You know, right now they have the fatality data on them,
which we're going to talk about.
Yep, yeah. You'll probably see them change to a high wind advisory if the winds get up to what they're predicted to.
And then if it gets really bad, then they'd make the decision.
Yeah, if it continues, we could close the interstate completely. We could restrict high-profile commercial vehicles from traveling. So it all just depends, but you know, definitely be safe, be aware. It's one more thing to avoid being distracted from. You know, 'cause if you get a high wind gust and you're distracted, and you know the wind catches your vehicle, it can pull you pretty hard.
Well, and I don't have a high profile vehicle, and there are days I'm fighting it.
Absolutely.
So I cannot imagine a high profile vehicle.
No.
So I'm hoping I could be home and parked when these winds start. Just saying.
Well, and there's nothing worse than wind.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's.
It can toss you around good.
Yeah, it can toss you around and it can put all of us in a bad mood. So
it really does.
Yeah.
Y'all haven't
be
seen
safe.
Me on really windy days.
Yeah. Just not, be safe.
Right. Well, let's talk about the billboards. And I mean, TJ even came in this morning and the traffic fatality so far. Now, this is for the state. This is not for Colorado Springs, El Paso County.
Correct.
But we are in our 44th day of the year.
Yes.
And there have been how many?
38
traffic fatalities so far this year.
Yes.
That's almost a fatality a day.
Correct.
That is not good.
No. So last year in 2008, we ended with 629 fatalities on our roadways in Colorado.
That's horrible.
48 of those were in Colorado Springs, 81 in El Paso County, 15 in the city of Pueblo, and 35 in Pueblo County.
And 35 in Pueblo County.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were saying this year in Colorado Springs, we are at already...
El Paso County is at 4 already.
Okay.
And I can look here very quickly to see where we're at in Colorado Springs. But it's alarming. And, you know, CDOT works very hard to provide the safest roadways we can. But there's a lot of driver choice involved.
Yeah, responsibility.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you're not making good choices behind the wheel, that's going to impact your safety on the roadways.
Everybody else's.
And everybody else's.
Right.
So, you know, we definitely ask that don't drive drunk, don't drive distracted,
right.
Don't speed. So just make those smart decisions.
Well, and I know, and especially with the naming of the new chief of Colorado Springs Police, Chief Niski, and working with El Paso County and the state and Drive Smart Colorado, and State Patrol, everybody's trying to figure out how do we work on this, aren't they?
Yes. Everybody's working on it together. And so we're asking drivers to join in that fight.
And conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's several things you have in your power to do. Number one being wear your seatbelt.
Yes.
Because you know what? You can be the best driver in the world, but that doesn't mean you're sharing the road with the best drivers in the world.
Right.
So protect yourself. Wear your seatbelt. Make sure your children are properly restrained.
Yeah. Your four-legged children. Properly restrained.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then don't drink. Don't drive.
Absolutely. You know, do those safe things. Make those good choices. Because you don't want... And that's like being in a fight with one arm or two arms tied behind your back.
Right.
You're not going to win.
Right. Well, and hopefully this year, I'm hoping we don't see the numbers we saw last year, but...
Colorado Springs has, of the four in El Paso County, three were in the city limits of Colorado Springs.
Okay. For this year. We're only on the 44th
right.
day.
So, and, you know, the last, I believe, 3 years, we've seen a record statewide of fatalities. That's not a record we want to have.
No.
So let's get off this track, because if we keep at this pace, you know, if we're in February, mid-February... And we're already at
38 fatalities in the state.
We could be at pace, because we see summer and holidays are the highest fatalities, because there's more people on the roadways, more people indulging in, you know, partying activities. Mm-hmm. So that's when we see increased numbers. So, you know, I would really like to, when I come back here in January, to say that the state of Colorado was way down in fatalities.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to say they were way up in wearing seatbelts and way down in DUI numbers.
Right.
So let's set that goal.
Let's work on our personal responsibilities, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, we have to take a break. We'll have more with Michelle Pulin from CDOT. Next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with Michelle Pulin from CDOT. Thanks so much for coming in, Michelle. And we know Katie's already been talking about in the forecast, okay, today, red flag warning, strong gusty winds. But then she said she's already tracking like 3 winter blasts that are heading our way, which is
winter's
fantastic.
Winter's not over. I don't care what Punxsutawney Phil says.
Yeah, I know. We still have to get through March and April and even May.
Yep.
So, yeah, don't pack it up quite yet. Yeah. Which means let's talk about winter maintenance, which is great for crews and everything getting out. I know the high country's been hammered a lot more than we have,
right.
but we have to get ready. Yeah.
This portion of the state has definitely seen more snow
than we have in a long time.
Yeah. So how does that impact us? I mean, obviously we're out plowing a whole lot more, and snow plowing is our one of our top priorities. So we're going to have our folks out there, you know, working really hard to get the roads clean and make them safe. The Colorado Springs area has 35 plows dedicated to this area. So most of the time when there's a storm, we have a full call out. So what does that mean? That means all the plows are out. It means we have crews working what we call snow shift, which is 12 hours on, 12 hours off.
Okay.
Until the storm is over, the roads are clear. But we do need, again, it's kind of like what we were talking about before with driver responsibility. If we want those roads clear, we definitely need to make sure that we're giving those plows space to do their job.
And it's called, you guys call it bow to the plow. Okay.
Yes, please bow to the plow. Give our operators plenty of room. What you may not see from behind a plow is they have, the large plow in front of them. But most of our plows are also equipped with a wing plow.
Which it pops out a second.
Correct.
Right. So the plow, it just kind of extends.
Yes.
Okay.
So the safest place to be is behind the plow.
Right.
And never, ever, ever pass a plow on the right.
Ever.
Because you could hit the plow. You could get covered in the snow that the plow is taking care of, which would reduce your visibility. So it's just not a safe thing. The other thing that we do quite frequently, especially on the interstate, is what we call echelon plowing. And that means
is that where they line up, stack up?
Yes.
Okay.
We have several plows that cover the entire interstate, and they plow together to get that road clear all at once. So that definitely backs up traffic, and we know that it's an inconvenience, but you're safer once the snow has been plowed.
Right.
Than you are trying to pass in between or get in front of. That is such a dangerous move. And we've seen it before, and we ask you, please, take a few minutes, allow the plows to do their job, and you're going to get everybody safely to work.
Well, and it's more efficient.
It is. It's definitely much
more
efficient.
Look, we just got the interstate plowed with 3 or 4 plows. Boom, like that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So give them the opportunity to do that. As we move into these winter storms, the other thing you want to think about, it doesn't happen in this part of the state very often, but traction laws.
Oh, yeah.
Folks aren't aware of what traffic or what traction laws mean. Typically, it's rare for passenger chain laws to go into effect in this part of the state. But let's say you have a ski weekend planned and you're going to be traveling the I-70 corridor. Passenger chain law may go into effect. You might want to think about picking up some chains and having those in your car.
And can State Patrol actually issue tickets? I think they
most definitely.
They can issue tickets, right?
Yes.
If you do not have the proper traction or chains or...
Yeah.
Okay.
So we may not have chain law in effect, but traction law comes into play quite often, even in this portion of the state. So what does traction law mean? Traction law means you have to have adequate tires. You either that or a 4-wheel drive vehicle. If you don't have adequate traction on your tires, snow tires, all-weather tires, mud tires, and you get stuck, you cause an accident, you can get stuck with a fine up to $615.
Okay.
So, because we see that far too often.
Especially on I-70, I'm sure.
On I-70 and even on I-25.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a snowstorm not very long ago where we had several vehicles that couldn't get over Monument Hill because they didn't have adequate tires. So they were sliding off, then getting hit by another car, which what happens? What's the chain reaction in that? Backups.
Right.
Congestion.
Right.
You're late to work.
Right.
Then it could even get to the place where we have to close the interstate to clear not just the snow, but all the slide offs.
Right.
So there's kind of a chain reaction that happens when one person doesn't have adequate snow tires. So even though we're moving into spring, with these storms coming up, make sure you have adequate tires on your car. Make sure you're prepared. The number one thing that people forget to put in their car when there's bad weather is windshield wiper fluid.
I'm guilty. And aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
And I've done it.
Yeah.
And there's
it's
nothing
like,
worse than that feeling when you know that tank is empty.
And all of a sudden it's like, and all you hear is that little noise.
And you can't see.
You can't see.
And you're on the interstate and you can't see.
Right.
So then what?
Yeah.
So when you're going out in these storms, be prepared. Have adequate traction on your tires. Have a gallon of windshield wiper fluid in the trunk. Make sure you have the snow scraper.
Yeah.
And again, it goes, please be an accountable driver.
Absolutely.
Please make those good choices. And those good choices include being prepared. If there's the opportunity for you to stay home in bad snowstorms, please do that. If you have to be out on the road, if you feel like you have to get from point A to point B, be prepared. Have an emergency kit in your car that includes extra food, water, blankets, boots.
Boots, yes.
Gloves.
Mm-hmm. Hat.
We've had tractor trailer, commercial vehicles, driving on Monument Hill, not adequate tires. Drivers are stuck. They get out of the car. They're in shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, no.
You know, so even if you're not from Colorado.
Right, but if you're a cross-country driver.
Be prepared.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know how many of those cross-country drivers you have as listeners.
I don't know.
But we're going to reach out to them.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
So really quick before we have to wrap up, Michelle, you made a very valid point in the break, and that is because of the increase in snow that we've had this year compared to years previous, it is going to affect the budget moving into the spring and summer for projects.
Absolutely. You know, as I said, snow is priority. There's never going to come a time where we say, oh, we're out of snow budget. We can't plow snow anymore. That's never, ever going to happen. But what will happen is we have one maintenance budget for the year. So that budget will have to be very flexible. So, you know, in years past, when we haven't had as much snow, we've been able to dedicate those funds to increased summer projects. So we might be able to do more chip seals, more guardrail repair. Now we'll have to really look at those projects and prioritize what needs to be done over the other. So, and then maybe next year, you know, we'll have the vice versa situation.
Right.
So every year it fluxes a bit and we have to be prepared for that. Luckily, we have a team of experts
that work on that.
That look at this, use historical data,
and
the right budget for us.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
And again, you know, we have emergency situations that come into play.
Absolutely.
And we have a wonderful transportation commission that oversees us. So if we do get in a situation where we've used all of our budget, they can help us out.
Absolutely. Michelle, it is always great talking with you. And we're trying to get, and we'll see if we can get it next month, but maybe not, that new communication system, that Wi-Fi system.
We're going to keep working to get
We're going to keep trying to get more information. If not, maybe get a Highway 24 update.
One of the two, we'll make sure that they happen.
Michelle, you're awesome. Thank you so much. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we're going to kick off our series with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, helping you find your next job. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about resume writing and interviews. Things change all the time, so we'll give you the very latest on that. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.